Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Confession time.
All right. Talking Saturday morning sports.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just want to know.
Everyone knows that you're not sport.
I'm not. I'm like
you're
go
like,
team.
Ugh, gross.
Woo.
Yeah.
I just don't like watching it. I don't mind playing it. Obviously, I don't like working out because I do that a few times a week. But here's the thing. I don't know. This is our first season into Saturday morning sports. And I don't know if this is normal because it feels like a lot, okay?
So, hang on. How old is your oldest?
8. And so I've just got 2 of them in, 8 and 6.
So you haven't done any sport on Saturdays prior to this?
No. Just like some gymnastics when they were little, you know, stuff like that. No full-on sports.
Okay.
So they do little athletics. 2 nights a week they do training.
Okay,
for
yep.
about an hour and a half.
2 nights is actually, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, 2 times a week. You don't have to go to both. I mean, it's encouraged, so they go to both when they can. Also, then there's the Saturday, and we have to arrive at 7:30 a.m.
Nice.
Okay. Then, the first week, didn't finish till 3:30.
What? So you are there from 7:30 to 3:30
yeah.
on a Saturday?
This weekend
that
was a lot better.
That is a long time, actually.
We finished at, I think we left about 1:30.
How do they choose how long it goes for?
Well,
like,
it just
it's
depends
not like it's a game.
No, but it depends how quickly they get through it all, because there's lots of clubs.
Right,
and they'll
okay.
be like, under sevens, first call, under sevens to shot put. First call, under sevens to shot put.
Wow.
And then, yeah, stuff like that. So there's lots of different events to get through, but I'm like, that seems a lot. Is this normal?
See, I love sport.
So let's say 5 hours every Saturday morning. And yeah, that's been...
And on top of the 2 trainings throughout the week.
Yes.
This is your first time at trying sport out for your kids.
Yes, and I'm like, is this normal?
See, that does sound like a lot because I'm used to a soccer game.
Yep.
Which is like 1 training Monday to Friday.
Yep.
And
how
then,
long?
Probably like 2 hours.
Okay.
Okay, Mum and Dad used to drop me off. They didn't even used to stay. They'd come back, pick me up.
Okay.
Happy days. And then on the weekend, then I'd go to a game, which is probably about the same.
Really? Is
yeah.
that normal?
And then you're done. You go in, you warm up, you have the game, and then you get out of there.
Yeah.
But I loved it as a kid.
Oh, my kids love it.
Mm.
They are loving it.
But you were just like, I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah, I'm just like,
as a parent.
That's a lot of my time, and I love watching them. But I want to, like, how much is too much? Let me know. Give us a call. 9313-0985. How many hours are you spending on your kids' sport?
All right. Sheena joins us.
Sheena, how much is too much?
Hey, Berg. Hey, Jazeel. Definitely what you do is, like, a lot. But for me and my husband, we've got 4 kids, and they all do sports. So every day, 4 days a week, I dedicate an hour of driving each kid to cheerleading. And then on Wednesday, my husband trains my daughter's cricket team. And then on Thursday, my husband has all the cheer pickup and basketball drop off. And then on weekends during cheerleading comp season, which is at the moment, we spend all day at HBS Stadium for state cheer comps. And also Saturday is cricket at the moment where my husband coaches and umpires. So
and cricket.
It's your whole life.
How many hours you spend?
Yeah, cricket is not a short
much.
Game.
I literally use my lunch hour to run the kids from school to cheer, and then I run back to work, which I'm doing right now as we speak.
Wow. I cannot believe
so
that.
So much. Okay.
Any regrets?
Yeah.
Or like, what would you say to encourage people like Beck?
I mean, if your kids are passionate about it, what you got to do, and I think if they show passion for it, then you have to do it. But yeah, definitely athletics is hard because it's outdoors all day and a lot of training, so I get that. But you just make sacrifices to keep your kids happy and healthy and fit.
That's
Amen.
It. That's it. I love that.
Sheena, that is a amazing effort. Thank you so much for the
yeah,
call.
Yeah, that makes me feel a lot better and I shouldn't whinge so much.
We've got Helen on the phone. Helen, how are you going?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys? Popping away there.
Yeah, well, Beck just caught her cord back into the spokes again.
I'm going to hold up, fixing it up. Helen, how much time do you dedicate?
Occupational health and safety.
Yeah. Well, I have to admit, I did one season of Little Athletics with my two youngest, and that was enough. The heat in summer, in January, is killer.
Yes.
Yeah. And you've got to be out there for hours on end. And in the end, my kids were, you know, they were all excited, and we did all the training and stuff. But as I said, one season, and that was it. It was just too exhausting and too hot. And then by the time we got close to the end, and, you know, they keep saying, oh, come on, come on. I'm going, no.
Did you switch to another sport?
Yeah, what sport did you switch to, Helen?
Or did you go, enough?
We switched to T-ball.
All right. What weather's that in?
Can I bear it?
That's the same season, but at least then you've got, you know, I think you've got a lot more, you do it a lot earlier in the day. So,
well, 7:30, earlier than 7:30, Helen. It's so early.
No, you start at 7:30, but you're home by 9 with T-ball.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, good idea though.
I prefer that. Helen, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.